This is episode number 2397 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Tarek and Heather Ray Almusa's new show, it's not a flip or flop redo.
Okay.
Their new show, The Flipping Almusas.
The Flipping Almusas.
Who thought of that name?
I mean, he really did. I can guarantee you.
Probably.
Yeah.
It premiered last night on HGTV.
Uh-huh.
I saw a little bit of it.
Did you?
Tarek argued Flip or Flop was a house flipping show where each episode was focused on flipping that one individual house.
Right.
And this one is different.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
First off, the wife.
The wife, yes. The female star of the show is a different person.
Yeah, altogether, they are different. Very different. Even though they have the same color hair.
They definitely are different.
Well.
There's differences.
Yeah.
According to Tarek, outside of the house itself, the Flippin' Almusas show people
Flippin' Almusas
what it's like to run a house flipping operation.
Yeah, that was always his big thing, was actually, you know, trying to get people to pay him to show how to flip houses.
He still does it.
Of course he does, yeah. And now they do it together.
Now, another big difference, of course, is Heather, who knows a thing or two about making reality TV magic after five seasons on Netflix's Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
Yeah, she's no stranger to it.
She's no stranger to the cam, you know, that's the deal.
And because the real estate market has softened, only the absolute best homes are selling right now.
That's true. I heard that, not just from Tark, but I've heard that from mortgage experts are saying, luxury homes, there's no problem selling those, right?
Right, it's
all the other houses that we're having a tough time because of interest rates. So, yeah.
So he said that, you know, design is very, very important.
Oh, yeah. You start getting into... the house last night, I saw it. It was like they were going to list it for like almost $3 million.
Almost $3 million, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Their break even was 2.7 million.
Yeah. That's crazy. My God.
So it's not like they're going to go sell it for three. Their break even. You're going to see Heather really jumping in and designing the heck out of some really cool houses, according to Tarek. And he also says the level of homes are higher caliber, more high end. Because, you know, stars are just like us.
Stars are just like us. Well,
they flip houses just like ours.
The thing that I got out of last night's show is that she's a kinder, gentler partner for him.
She fits him.
Do you think she fits him? I don't know. I think she's still a little bit on the out there side, but that's okay.
No,
she's sweet.
She fits him far more.
Yeah. I don't see them arguing over Venom Toad. screaming matches or anything
you know,
like that.
Tarek and Christina, they grew up in this business together.
Yeah.
They were a nice, innocent little couple who got exposed to all this.
All this fame and fortune, and it changed them forever. And
it did.
I didn't think he'd ever go back on TV after they split.
I didn't either.
So I'm kind of surprised by this. Maybe he... I don't know.
Well, he was doing that flipping 101.
Well,
or something.
That's the whole thing is he's always wanted to teach people how to flip houses and take a little bit of cut for it. So,
Ain't nothing wrong with the cut.
Mm-mm.
Well, by now you may have heard that the Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke suffered not one, but two brain aneurysms.
Yeah.
They caused permanent brain damage during the 9-year course of the series.
Yeah, after the first or second season.
Yeah.
She suffered these. She said she had to learn how to talk again.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
She has said she's fortunate to have made a full recovery.
Yeah.
And her zest for life is why we see her smiling a lot.
She is. She's a smiling kid.
And laughing almost all of the time.
I've noticed that every time she's in something. But it's infectious. It's an infectious laugh. She's cute as hell. Good for her. She's got a positive outlook on life. That's
good
great.
For her.
That's so great.
Oh, it's everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of mean that social media dragged her latest post, which was
a
selfie of her with that wonderful smile holding a kitschy coffee mug her mom gave her.
Yeah.
So we just want to say to you, Smokin' Amelia, Asia's treating you well, and tell the haters to F off.
Hey, no haters allowed. None. You know, I read somewhere that one of the comments on that, because I read about that, something like, oh, look at this. Daenerys is flying into a wall, but not instead of flying into a wall, she flew in on dragons.
It's like, yes.
Well, that's terrible.
Who needs to fly in on a broom when you got dragons?
That's true. But I saw the selfie. She looks great. I think she's, what did you say, she's 36? I mean, she's not 24 anymore. And in 36 in Hollywood is kind of old, but she looks just fine. And I
see
think
how that, you snuck in a 34, 20, 36, 24, 36.
Well, that was a happy accident.
Not sneaky.
That wasn't on purpose. That was a happy accident. Anyway, I think, you know, for people to drag her on socials because she might have a little crow's feet around the eyes, she looks great. I mean, what's the deal in this age of everybody wanting to have transparency and truism and everything else, but yet you're gonna drag somebody because they've got a little age showing on their face? Come on.
Right.
Stop it.
I bet yes they do.
Stop it.
And they shouldn't.
And quit being so mean. So mean.
Mean and dramatic.
So mean. Anyway, I wish the best for Emilia Clarke. I love her and everything she does. She's not getting a lot of work, unfortunately, but hopefully something will turn up for her pretty soon. And all good things for her. All right, with our apologies to Amelia's mom, who sent her that really mug. She was just showing it off. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, huh?
You too.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.